It was not close.
I mean, they're days in front of anyone else.
That's Jake Beatty. He's the head of the Northwest Maritime Center, which organizes the 750-mile non-motorized self-supported race to Alaska. He says from the start, he knew there were two teams likely to stand out in the race, Pure and Wild and Malolo. They took different routes. Pure and Wild turned right coming out of Victoria, British Columbia, sailing up the west coast of Vancouver Island and the Pacific Ocean. Malolo turned left, going up the traditional inside route, east of the island, and that made the difference.
The other one ended up hitting a log, like a catastrophic log failure, essentially, on the backside of Vancouver Island. So they were out.
Yeah.
So for days, it's been these guys' race to either win or lose, and it looks like they're going to win.
Among the couple dozen spectators gathered to watch the victors arrive is Libby Johnson McKee, the wife of Pure and Wild Captain Jonathan McKee.
I made the decision last night around 11 to get a plane ticket and come up here for the finish, just to surprise them, my husband, and to just be here as part of his triumph. This has been a dream of his to like not only bring our boat to Alaska, but to do this race.
She says she's been following the race closely.
I have like spent countless hours on Facebook, on Instagram, and on the tracker, and I've gotten very little done. Over the last few days, I haven't been able to tear myself away. 11 o'clock at night, checking the tracker.
We're standing on the Baranof fishing dock in Ketchikan's downtown Thomas Basin Harbor. A Holland America cruise ship parked nearby looms overhead. Between that and a breakwater, we can't see much of the Tongass Narrows. But then the black tip of a mainsail peeks out from above the breakwater.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, the top of the boat.
Pure and Wild team members Jonathan McKee, Matt Pistay, and Alyosha Strumpuller cross the finish line just after 3:30 p.m. They glide silently to the dock, step off, and ring the traditional bell.
Final finish!
What are you going to do next?
Have a beer.
McKee says it was a slow start for Pure and Wild and the two other teams who decided to take the outside route.
I think at one point we'd gone 6 miles and the lead rowers had gone 22 miles. So, you know, we were definitely way behind at the beginning.
Okay, great. I haven't seen it yet.
But then we got some breeze.
And they were off. The team sailed day and night with two on deck and one sleeping and finished the race in just over 4 days. He says there were some tough conditions, including the Heckett Strait inside of Haida Gwaii near the end of the race.
The range of conditions that you experience out there is, you know, it's extreme. So you need to be ready and you just have to have that spirit that you're going to get through it, you know. So the combination of grit and preparation, I think, is what is necessary to finish this race. And a little bit of luck.
Pure and Wild's Matt Pistay is the Race to Alaska's first ever two-time winner. He came in first with Team Angry Beavers in 2019. That's the last time the race was run. He says there's nothing like the Race to Alaska.
The adventure of doing this race will always bring me back to come and do this race again, and I hope to be able to do it more years to come and be able to do it on a good boat with two other great sailors and teammates and friends makes it very special as well.
Remember, Alyosha Strumpuller says the 750-mile journey is its own kind of reward.
It's so much more like than just like a race for us, like just like the whole journey of being like together and being like a team and, you know, doing the things that we did, that was like just as valuable as like winning like the race.
Of course, $10,000 in prize money certainly doesn't hurt. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.